Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives. One story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And if you're listening on this New Year's Eve, I just want to start off by saying, look at you. You made it. And I know this season can be really heavy, and especially when you're healing and you're grieving and you're navigating complicated family relationships or learning to choose yourself in new ways. I know, I get that. But look at you. You're here. And this episode is part of our Braving the Holidays series. As a matter of fact, it's our last one. And this is just a space that we've created to remind you that you're not alone as you move through this season. So as we stand at the doorway between the year that has been and the year that is coming, we're not doing the pressure thing tonight. We're doing reflection. We're doing intention, and we're doing becoming gently. You know, the new year can feel loud and full of the typical new year, new you, right? Fix yourself, do more, try harder. But we are here to choose a quieter way forward. We don't start the new year trying to become someone else. We begin by becoming more of who we already are. And today I'm joined by the two women that I get to walk alongside on this healing journey. So I'm joined by Dottie Griffin and Ashley Woodard. And Dottie is a somatic practitioner that's going to be starting to see clients in the new year. And Ashley is now on her path to becoming a trauma-informed. So it is my privilege to have them join me on this podcast and getting to have some of these conversations together. So welcome, ladies. So glad to have you in my life and on this podcast and all the things. So tonight we are going to do three simple things together. We're going to look back and honor what this year has held. We're going to reflect on who we're becoming. And then we're going to step into this next year with gentleness and hope. Okay? So first of all, before we talk about what's ahead, I think it's so important that we pause and honor what's behind us, right? So I want to start with both of you. When you think about this year, what stands out as something that you're proud of? Or what stands out as something that was meaningful or memorable for you? And this is just kind of in all of life. It could be around the podcast. It could be around just a Dottie moment or an Ashley moment. So what kind of stands out to you when you look back on your year?
I think for me, it would be, you know, thinking about this past year and thinking about, you know, the changes that have happened in my family, in my marriage, and in myself. I'm just so incredibly proud of, you know, the boundaries that I've put in place, relationships that I've been able to build, you know, just the ways that I've really just valued myself more. In ways that I've never had before, and the ways that I've, you know, replaced people pleasing habits and shown up authentically and really just also have owned my stuff. Cause that is a really hard thing that has been kind of like a theme of this year, is like kind of growing in self-awareness and really just owning my own stuff too. And so, and that can be really hard. That can be really, really difficult to, you know, to kind of just accept and go through those ego deaths of like, Yes, I'm a good person, but I also have flaws. And of course, I already knew that, but really getting into the nitty-gritty of what those flaws are, what those things are, and then giving myself grace throughout the whole process. And then learning more about my PTSD and my CPSD, and also giving myself grace for those areas too when I'm triggered or when something happens and that is triggered in me, and just being able to really just be like, okay, that's okay. Like this makes sense. This makes sense. And that's okay too. So I think for this year, the theme, if I reflect back, would be a lot of just growth, a lot of self-awareness, a lot of just giving myself grace and setting boundaries and being okay with whatever that means, whatever that looks like, and growing in my marriage too with, being more authentic in those ways of also like growing closer with my husband because I am showing up more authentically. I am having really good boundaries and I'm keeping those boundaries, and it's made us and our trust also grow a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I can resonate with so much of that as well. I think this past year has just been a continued season of growth for me and in peeling back even more layers of my story. And, I'm allowing myself to look behind this curtain that kind of shrouded my view for so long, just being so conditioned to believe certain things and to think of things certain ways to fit in. Now that I'm allowing myself to peek on the other side of that curtain, what I find is a beautiful universe with a sky that's bluer than it's ever been and grass that's greener than it's ever been. And I can just appreciate the beauty and the expanse that, and all of the possibilities that are available to us that before I couldn't see because I didn't think I was good enough or would be able to accomplish anything more than what I had. I didn't allow myself to look behind the curtain. So I think this year I've opened that curtain up more and more and more and are allowing myself to see the opportunities and not just see them, but to step into them. I'm so grateful for all the opportunities, and I know Ashley would probably relate to this or feel the same is the opportunities, Dawn, that you have given us throughout this year to be able to grow and to find our niche and ourselves and what it is we want to do. With you, we went from learning our story, believing it mattered, on the healing journey to dreaming again. So for that, I'm eternally grateful to you for that. So, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the groups that I've been able to participate in and lead. I see the transformation in women. I'm learning to speak my truth out loud, learning the language of my own life, and just being able to put words to my own life is just a transformative experience. And as I go through the days, it's just I have all of these aha moments where I knew things innately, but now I can explain them. So that's been huge for me. And I'm proud how I continue to show up for myself and how I've approached some people in relationships with just honesty and had hard conversations and learning to show up authentically for myself strengthened those relationships. So in order to really have a mutual relationship, friendship, whatever it is, you have to show up equally. And I wasn't doing that. I was people pleasing, but now I can show up authentically. I found a group of girls, two of them are present today, that I trust completely. And I know that they're for me. And I found all my other relationships, I found those people there as well. So It's that journey, it's that self-discovery that I've continued, and I'm proud that I haven't shrunk back and went back to the old ways of thinking.
It's so good to look back and see it though, isn't it? You like think about it and like, holy cow, look how far we've come. You know, like I have the best seat in the house, to be honest with you though, because I've gotten to watch both of you come from, you know, first day, what the hell's going on? Who the hell am I? You know, and how do you do this life thing, you know, to like stepping into your power, stepping into your purpose, your alignment, and being like, okay, I've experienced this. Now, how do I give this away? You know, and what we've come to really know is like healing is for life, recovery is for life. We're not gonna like just check the box and be done. So that's an ongoing thing. But then how do we bring more people with us in the process? You know, it's been so fun to see all of us embrace our brave this year. You know, Embrace Your Brave has come so far. But part of what makes Embrace Your Brave so beautiful is that it's something we're doing together. You know, it's like we're all learning how to embrace our brave and what that looks like in our individual lives, and then what that looks like in community, and then how we open up space and create safe spaces for other women to find safe community. You know, it's just like we have accomplished so much this year. And if we're not careful, we'll just speed right past it and miss all the beautiful things that we've done. You know, we started groups. We started the group for narcissistic abuse survivors, and that has been amazing. We are seeing lives transformed right in front of our eyes, are we not?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's just like reigniting that fire in me of like, okay, like this works. I'm seeing people heal. I've seen people heal through the trauma intensives that we've done. I see people just start taking their life back, and it's just this reminder like what we're doing matters. Like what we have to offer the world matters. What we have to offer women matters. And I truly do believe that we are in the business of changing the world. 'Cause you heal women, you heal the world, you know? But this podcast has been one of the coolest things I think that we've done. I think we started the podcast in August, maybe. And now like this is like our 25th episode, something. So, and this podcast has been so fun, and I think such a growth experience for all of us. You know, we're kind of stepping into leadership and speaking in a, at a whole new level that this kind of gives us opportunity for. And so, I'm just kind of curious, like when you think about the podcast, because I know it's kind of still new for you guys to be such a big part of it, but what's kind of been your favorite part of that, or like a favorite episode so far?
I got something out of every episode. I thought they were all really informative and just kind of built upon each other. But my favorite was definitely the one we did on the power of story. Because during that episode, I was actually feeling things in real time and realizing things in real time that I hadn't realized before. And that is the foundation for me was when I heard I mattered, I believed it, I began to realize it, and made that the jumping or the starting point for everything else. Everything else to come was built upon that foundation of I matter and the story, you know, how my story made sense. I always thought I was just this weird person and I was a weird kid. But going through therapy and my story being normalized and it being who I was and how I survived, it just opens so much hope for the future. And it opens up so much capability of healing that I didn't really put together before we did that episode. Like, this is really where I started healing, was when I embraced the fact that I mattered.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I think for me, my favorite, so I would say there's two that are my favorite. There's the gap and gain brain. Because when Dottie first told me about that whole analogy, I was just like mind blown. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Transformative. I love that. And I still think about it. It's like something that stuck with me since she's told me about it. It's something that stuck with me that I like regularly remind myself to do. It's beautiful. And then I'll also say the episode that I told my story on, that would be my favorite as well. And that one I think is my favorite because it took so much courage. It took so much guts. I was so scared. And it turned out amazing. And so many people loved it. So many people listened to it. And it was kind of what started, it kind of what started, you know, this whole, all of this. And
Yeah, kind of.
it's, yeah, it took a lot of courage for me to do that. And I really enjoyed it. It was really nice. So.
And we celebrate that with you. That courage. We honor it, we see it, and we celebrate it.
Yeah, and that's badass.
Badass girl. Some
And you
badass
know what?
brave.
I love all the ones that you guys are talking about too. The gap brain, game brain, I have gotten a lot of feedback on that. A lot of people, that really made a lot of sense to them. And that simple shift can change so much. You're right. I think about it often now. And I share it with my kids. I was just sharing it with Ellie Grace just earlier today. Like, let's make that little shift and remember how far you've come. And just definitely, that was a powerful episode. And I mean, a pivotal episode, I think, for us was definitely yours, Ashley. When you broke through that vulnerability and that authenticity and just shared that sacred space with us, like, I felt like I was on sacred ground, like getting to hold your story, space for you to tell your story. And then the impact that it made, you know, so more people than ever listened to that episode, you know, and just have given the feedback of just, well, one, how proud they were of you, but just other people saying, wow, this is making me think about my own story. Wow, I thought that was normal. And oh, that wasn't normal. And thank you for sharing that because now, you know, you embracing your brave gives other people, you know, the possibility to embrace theirs and embrace their story and come in contact with it, understand it, see it. And Dottie, you were talking about story too, like the power of the story. And I mean, our heart with this podcast is that people listen to it and look at themselves and see themselves and believe that they can heal too. Believe that their story matters too, their pain matters too, and you can heal, you know? So those were definitely like some of the highlights with the podcast have been the ones with you guys. Not to mention all the fun we have behind the scenes that nobody else sees. You guys just make everything fun. So, you know, even things that scare the shit out of you still, you know, help me do them and help me cry through them, laugh through them, whatever it is. But, you know, I'm celebrating that. I'm celebrating, you know, the work that we've put into healing ourselves, to be part of healing each other, and then to be part of healing other women out there. Just beautiful. So important, you know, just like the gap brain and the gain brain, that's exactly what we're doing. We're looking back to say, wow, look how far we've come. Wow. We survived another whole year. Gotta celebrate that shit. Right? Like, and you know what? Some of it we didn't even just survive. We thrived a little, right? We started to dream a little. And yeah, it's so important to be reminded of that. So the next kind of thing we want to kind of reflect on is, okay, so now who are we becoming as we step forward into this next year? Not necessarily what are your goals, because that's kind of thinking too small, but like who are you becoming? And I'm going to kind of open that up to you guys. Maybe you've had some time to think about it. Who are you becoming in this new year?
Yeah, I think so I think I'm well, I am becoming
Yes.
someone who is stepping into leadership. Someone who's consistently like over the last year and as the new year comes too, there's going to be more ways that I'm going to be stepping into big dreams that I've been afraid of. Been scared to do like getting my coaching certificate, you know, starting to see clients, starting to, doing this podcast, continuing to do this podcast. There's just so many ways that I'm just kind of stepping into this boldness and stepping into this leadership and stepping into giving away all the healing and all the things that I've learned. And helping other people in a way that's grounded, in a way that's full of confidence, full of love, full of empathy and understanding and boundaries and all those good things. I think, yeah, that's who I'm becoming. And I'm really excited. I'm excited even thinking about how far I've come in all of those areas. And then knowing that, okay, I'm about to step into this new season of true leadership. And how that's gonna grow me as a person even more.
Absolutely. We're excited too. That's awesome.
So I'm becoming someone who is actively creating her own life.
Nice.
One small, brave step at a time. So, I've spent the last year really in a lot of self-reflection, learning what I value. And I know what that is now. And I
Yeah.
value connection, and I value authenticity, and I value communication. And I'm going to build my life around that instead of what everybody told me I was and building my life around that. I'm actively creating my own life. So that's what I see myself becoming this year. Somebody who trusts their own instincts, their own gut. I'm willing to explore new things and get curious, even if I'm scared to do something. That fear that I feel has shifted from a fear of doubt, from a fear of unbelief, or from a fear of I'm not enough. That fear I use to motivate me, to get me to, if I'm fearing this, then there must be something to it.
That's
Because if
right.
I didn't, if I wasn't scared of it, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
But these things are huge. These things I've been thinking about all of my life, and I'm now having the courage and being brave enough to step into it. So even if it's terrifying, and even if it means I'm leaving comfort behind, I find myself leaning into the bravery and into the possibility.
Yeah. That's awesome, Dottie. And let me just tell you, it's evident. We feel it, we see it, we know it. It like oozes out of you. And I'm so excited to see Dottie unleashed.
Belts on.
It's like burning inside of you.
It
I can see it. It just needs a space to go. And like, if y'all are listening, you better buckle up and you better come join us because Dottie's gonna be sharing some cool stuff with us in the new year that she's already been cooking up. Because Dottie don't play, right? When Dottie does something, she does something, right? I mean, she does it, and it's so exciting to have you, Dottie, kind of stepping out into that brave in the new year. So good. So awesome. Here's my plug for Living in Alignment with Dottie Griffin coming to you 2026.
January 2026.
January 2026.
Living in alignment, creating the life you really want.
It.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you. And so, yeah, and for me, it's just becoming that woman who lives in alignment. you know, who lives connected, who trusts me, trusts my voice, trusts my gut, and chooses me. And really just more living from that place, you know, living from that instead of, like you guys have said, trying to be what everybody else wants me to be, expects me to be, how I've lived for 30 years, you know. It's like I am becoming a Dawn that I'm proud to be, you know, stepping into that leadership. And one of the things I love about leadership and the beautiful opportunity I've had with you guys is it's when you see potential in people and call it up and out, you know, and like help you see it. And like I'm doing that in real time with the two of you, two of, I think, some of the most talented, gifted, compassionate, just truly amazing people on the planet that I get to, you know, be a part of your life and give you a space to step into that. And I'm just saying, everybody buckle up, because when these two get unleashed on the world, it's unstoppable. I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, with you as our fearless leader.
And we know how to have fun too. And
Thank you.
I think that helps. So yes, definitely stepping into the new year with intention, right? The difference with the intentions versus the resolutions is basically the gap brain, game brain, right? It's like a resolution is we're trying to fix something, or we have this pressure on us or this shame, and it just kind of stresses our nervous system. But with intentions, it's coming from that place of worthiness. We know our worth. We know our value. It's coming from that place of peace, and it's inviting that curiosity and that compassion, and that creates safety for our nervous system, right? So healing doesn't happen when we try harder. It happens when our lives begin to align with what our bodies and hearts know is true. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so, Dottie, I just wanted to kind of give you an opportunity. If you had something you wanted to offer, a little somatic moment for whatever is coming up for people right now listening, do you have anything you want to offer?
I mean, there's so many easy meditation and grounding practices we can do. I think when we're feeling stressed in the moment, there's an easy practice that's called pause, redirect, and reset. And it's just a matter of when you're feeling overwhelmed, stepping outside, stepping somewhere that you can have some privacy, feeling your feet on the ground again, and just allowing yourself to kind of begin to feel and hear and see what's going on, the senses, feeling your senses. And that way you start connecting to yourself. You connect to your body. And I think in this coming year, there's going to be a lot of, for me, a lot of talk around alignment with mind, body, soul, and spirit, because I really think that's where the secret sauce is and where our energy and our just our motivation, our juice for life is going to come from. As I find myself becoming more aligned, I find the energy. And then I start thinking, I have all this energy. Where is that coming from? And oh, my mind is calm and it's agreeing with what my heart is telling me. That's agreeing with my gut is telling me. And here's all this energy. So, the pause, reset, redirect is it's a matter of just the same things is giving yourself affirmation, allowing yourself to slow down and to let you know you're okay in this moment. You're okay. And then you can reset your brain, reset the way you're thinking, and then go back into whatever it is you're doing. But I think it all comes down to taking time for ourselves to slow ourselves down and to get that clarity that we need.
Beautiful. And choose yourself, right? Choose yourself. I mean, I think that it's so much when you're listening to your body, then you know more what you're needing, right? And then it's like we get to start driving that thing. We get to start creating that life that you want to live. Like you said, Dottie, that is your body, that is listening to what you actually need, and a part of giving that to ourselves.
Yeah, you said that in a past episode. We are already contained. We already have everything we need. It's all contained right inside of us, but we learn to just outsource it and we learn to like piecemeal it, that your mind was separate from your body, was separate from your spirit and from your heart, but they're all, what's the word I'm looking for?
Connected.
Connected. Thank you. They're all connected. And when we can re realize that they're all connected and that when we align those, that's where our power comes from. That is like being in a cocoon. And when you finally feel that alignment, that's that butterfly just coming out of that cocoon, it's so free. It's so free and it's life-changing. Life-changing. And I've experienced that over and over and over this last year, which is why I'm so on fire. And I just want women, people, everyone to know that it's right at our fingertips.
Yeah, and that's it. It's right there. We have it within us. We just didn't know that we could use that thing. And so for those that are listening, think about that for yourself. Where do I want to choose myself more this year? Or where do I need to protect my peace? And what does that look like? And just in reflecting on some of the things we touched on today, just a little exercise you can do is write out what is, like, when you look back, what's your word to describe what you just survived, or thrived through? And then looking ahead, what do you want your word to be for the new year? Think about that and like fill in the blank. So my word for this year is what? And then I want to feel more free in what? And you fill in the blank on that. For this year, I say no to what? You know how I am about no, right? I want us to be saying it multiple times a day. So this year I say no to what? And you fill in the blank on that. And this year I say yes to what? And we fill in the blank on that too, right? If I trusted my worth fully this year, how would I choose that differently? How different would my life look, right? Day in, day out, all of that. So for the new year, we're not here trying to fix ourselves. We are becoming ourselves. We are becoming that girl, right? And our body is a safe place, right? Our body can be our home. And our healing is really about coming home to ourselves. And in life, it's choosing that authenticity over the approval. And so what we want for all of us is, choose you. And then do whatever that takes, right? To step into that, to step into that authenticity. And so, like I had said, we do have some exciting things coming up in the new year, like what's ahead. And we're going to be having more conversations, having more. I have some people lined up to come on the podcast and share from their expertise in some fields I'm excited about. We have more programs coming up. The Reclaiming You is going to continue on, and that's our group for the women that are coming out of those abusive situations that are reclaiming themselves. And then I'm super excited about our Reclaiming Faith program that's going to be coming up, and that's for those of us that have experienced the religious abuse and how we heal from that and how we find safe community. And being able to share our stories and be seen and known and loved after experiencing something like that. We'll continue to have our free Brave group once a month at our office. And Dottie, I want you to share a little bit about your program that you have been working on that's coming up.
It's called Living in Alignment, creating the life you really want. And I really took that from my own experience, especially since I had pretty much decided that at 62, I was not going to learn anything else. It's really learning and identifying what we value, not what other people tell us we should value, but what we value. And I want to use the game brain, gap brain model. We're going to work with that. We're going to work with values and just beginning to build our life around what we truly want. First off, identifying that and how we're going to build our life around that. So it's coming in January. Not exactly sure if it's going to be just a one-day workshop or a four-week online or in person, but that's all in the works. I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. Yeah, and if y'all want to see Dottie on fire, just come join us. She gets fired up and we're like, whoa, yeah.
And that sounds amazing. That's like right in time too for the new year.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And you know, for some people that have experienced therapy and feel like they've gotten a good handle on healing, this is a great next step for what now? You know, so how do you actually live in this place of like being connected to yourself and align with yourself? And so I'm super excited about it.
And I also want to bring the element in that it's never too late.
Yes.
You can't have, because I was thinking that my life was, just about over. I was going to retire and fade off into the sunset. And then this whole new interest and love and passion came to light. And I just want women, even in their older age, it's never too late. Let's reinvent ourselves. Let's live the life we want until the day we not living anymore.
Yeah. And you are a fantastic example of that. But you're not just up there talking it, baby. You're living it. And that is for sure. So, super excited about that. We have a lot of exciting things ahead. And so, as we kind of close out tonight, let me just speak this blessing over you. May you release what feels heavy and carry forward with you what makes you feel brave. And may the next year feel softer on your nervous system. And may your voice grow stronger. May you learn to trust your body. And may your dreams feel possible again. And may you never forget that you matter. And if you keep hanging out around us, we're going to remind you every opportunity that we have. So, thank you for braving the holidays with us this year and letting us walk with you alongside of you. This is Dawn, Dottie, and Ashley here reminding you that you are not that girl anymore. Happy New Year.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org. To learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options, let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.